Imagine if you have a friend, a person close to you, who comes to you and says, "Well, I like you, but I don't know about those friends that you hang around with. I like you, but I don't know about your spouse. I like you, but I don't know too much about your kids. I don't quite get them. I don't get what they do there." If we heard something like that, we'd be taken aback, wouldn't we? We'd be like, "Wait a minute. Well, what's wrong with my friends? What's wrong with my spouse? What's wrong with my children? What's wrong with the people that my family, the people that I hang around with?" I think we would be a little unsure of how to take it. It's almost like a backhanded compliment. They said they like us, but then add these qualifiers about these people that we love and we care about. Sort of like, "Well, thanks, I think." We wouldn't like that. We wouldn't be comfortable with that. And that's a lot of what is being talked about in the readings today. We hear in the gospel as Jesus talks with the scribe who asks him a question, which is the first of all the commandments. And Jesus replies by quoting part of what we heard in the first reading from Deuteronomy. And this particular passage is very important. I mean, that's why Jesus says it is the first of all the commandments. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength." Remembering to love God. Then he adds the second, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." A point that Jesus is getting at is that these two go hand in hand. We are to love God and neighbor. Unfortunately, a lot of times in practice, I think we get the first, love God, but then we forget about the second, to love our neighbor as ourselves. We forget about that, the need to be able to love others. And so that gets to be a bit of a problem. In a way, it's a lot like the example I was giving, somebody saying, "Well, I love you, but I don't get those that you hang around with." If we say, "Well, God, I love you, but I really don't want to hang around with those people. Lord, I love you, but I can't be around those people." You can get very judgmental of others. And what's God supposed to do with that anyway? I love you, Lord, but these other people that you care about and that you created, I don't want to have anything to do with them. It doesn't make much sense, does it? We're called to love both God and our neighbor. I'm reminded of an announcement, an ad that I heard on a Christian radio station once. And this station was talking about how so often, people don't come to church on Sunday. And they said that one of the reasons why people don't come is because they talk about somebody who's there that they can't stand to be around. They say, "Well, I can't go to church. There's this other person there. Well, I don't agree with them. I'm angry with them." And the person who does the announcement points out that if there is someone between you and God. Someone's preventing you from getting closer to God. They're between you and God. Guess who's closer to God? A reminder to us that we really shouldn't let, just because there's somebody else there, for whatever reason why we're angry with them, we disagree on something, there's something wrong, they've done something to hurt us, to wound us in some way, whatever it is, we shouldn't allow that person to keep us from being able to get closer to God, to love God. We're called to love God and neighbor. Sometimes we'll have disagreements. Everybody has different opinions. We don't have necessarily understand each other. We might prefer to be around one person over another, but not to the point where we forget to love them, forget to care about them. We are called to love. And so it's important that we keep that in mind in our lives. Let us love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength. Let us love our neighbor as well. And when we love our neighbor, when we take that moment to truly care about them, we're going to go closer to God. Because it is God who made them. God who made all of us. So when we grow in that relationship with Him, we will be able to enter into heaven. And God willing, that we should all be able to enter into heaven. Be able to worship together Him who made us. So let's continue to grow in our love of God and of our neighbor.